Hello, and welcome to Briefly by Today Then. Each Tuesday, we will bring you a short story of something that happened on this date in history. However, make sure you continue to tune in on the last Tuesday of the month for our full episodes.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
These words were spoken by President John F. Kennedy 55 years ago today, on September 12, 1962. They add up to one of the most famous quotes in the history of American rhetoric, one that could easily be called the motto of mid-century America. It captures the optimism, the energy, and the work ethic that were the hallmarks of the post-war era. But the quote, as it's usually presented, contains one cryptic part that makes no sense out of context. Here's what Kennedy says.
And do the other things.
For years, before I heard the whole speech, I always wondered, what are these other things he's referring to? Is this just some kind of outmoded rhetorical device? But if you rewind the speech just a few seconds, you actually hear Kennedy list these other monumental efforts undertaken by choice.
Why climb the highest mountain? Why 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic?
And then this big applause line.
Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon.
It gets such a huge response that Kennedy has to repeat the main point of the speech several times. Okay, they may be cheering for going to the moon, but they're cheering harder for the college football joke. And this little aside wasn't even in the original text. Kennedy himself scribbled it down just moments before speaking. He really knew his audience, a full house at Rice University's football stadium in Houston, the scene of many, many losses to the school's big rival, the University of Texas. Rice and Texas have an almost entirely one-sided rivalry. Of all of the football games played between the two schools, Texas has won 72 and Rice has only won 21. And in the 55 years since Kennedy gave this speech, the Rice Owls have beaten the Longhorns only twice. Twice in 55 years. So Kennedy gets Rice fans to laugh at their own misfortune, but he also holds them up as an example on a national stage of dignity in the face of hardship. Because nearly every fall, Rice still suits up and takes the field. It isn't exactly going to the moon, but it's some kind of bravery, for sure. I'm Eitan Friedenberg, and this has been Briefly by Today Then.